Is too much screen time bad for children? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Katie Polish, PhD student at the University of Colorado Boulder, looks into the research.
We are using screens more than ever, whether laptops, phones, or TVs. Screens surround us. That begs the question, do screens harm our youth? That's what my colleagues and I wanted to find out. We used data from 12,000 participants in the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development Study, or ABCD study, to examine the impact of screens on 9 and 10-year-olds. We found that more time on screens was weakly associated with more attention problems, poorer sleep, and worse behavioral problems. On the positive side, we saw that more time on screens was also weakly linked to a greater number of friends for both boys and girls. We did not see any association between screen time and depression or anxiety. It is important to note that screen time is only a very small piece of a bigger picture. Some kids scored higher on conduct disorder, some scored lower. Screen time only accounts for 2% of the difference in scores. This research was not causal, merely correlational. Kids who tended to spend more time on screens tended to have more friends. But we are not saying that more screen time causes kids to have more friends. The bottom line is that screen time does not appear to have dire impact on mental, behavioral, or social health. So, though parents and guardians should make sure kids are using screens in appropriate ways, they likely don't need to worry about placing children ages 9 and 10 in front of digital babysitters.
That was Katie Polish of the University of Colorado Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.